independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Thank you. The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Live. Whoa, that's loud. Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Just give me a second here. Technical issues. Can't get the levels good. Hi, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 98. Oh, Chris is here. Chris.
Hey.
Hey, Chris Yee. Hype Man Chris, our public relations director, coordinator.
That is correct. Yes,
that is correct. So he's here tonight. Chris is hanging out at the station, and that's pretty much what's going on. It's a show favorites episode tonight, as you could predict if I'm coming into the station. That's how it works now. If I'm live here, I'm playing songs that may have appeared before, and then if I make it from home, it is one of the extra special brand new music shows, which are the bread and butter of this show. Most recent one aired on October 6th, and it is available with the podcast at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. And that was episode 97. And that was a really good one, Chris. My gosh. It really was. It was very well thought out, a lot of effort. So tonight is a show favorite. So all these are tried and true songs. In that first set you heard, it started with Goat with All Seeing Eye from Requiem from a few years back. And then it was Printhead with the title track from In Motion. And then it was Milk Belly from Nothing Valley. That was Twin Looking. I can't say the last word of that song. Anyway, so welcome to the show. It is Friday night, and I've not checked traffic and weather yet. I've not done that, but I do have some relevant information. There are some Home of Burnaby Rock artists that are coming to town.
Who are they?
It never happens, Chris. Chris, talk again. Who are they?
Who are they?
Okay, your levels are pretty good.
Okay.
Who are they? Chris asked. The first is Rosie Plain. I don't know if you're familiar with Rosie Plain. She's a contemporary folk artist from United Kingdom, Bristol, in England. She is opening for This Is The Kit on Sunday, October 29th at the Wise Hall. I'm confused. I don't know who Canada's best band is, because Luge is back. And I really like Luge. Is a great band. You must be aware of Luge, Chris.
No, enlighten me.
They've been around for a while. They've been, I think, like 2017, 2018, they had, they had some big hits. They're like, I'm going to send you stuff. They're awesome. Really good band. Like, they make complex music, so, I mean, it's a mess sometimes, but very talented band, make incredible songs. New album of theirs, I Love It Here, I Live Here, and they're on tour. They're going to be here twice, although I'm a bit skeptical. I can't figure out the venue, and the shows are coming up soon. November 5th, somewhere. Green Auto? Any guesses? I'm guessing Green Auto, but I don't know anything about it. And then they're back here on November 18th. They're doing their first West Coast tour, coming all the way from back east. Once very much Canada's best band, and now it's kind of in doubt because of Piss for Pumpkin. And then, of course,
that's bad news about Piss for Pumpkin.
What happened? They break up already?
They broke up.
All right. Well, the Luge is definitely Canada's best band. There, once again, thank you, Chris, for that. They broke up?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's too bad. They lasted like 3 months. Like, they weren't around that long. They have
a year or so.
Yeah, they have like a mini album and like a live EP. That's it. They're so good though.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. There's got to be more to the story, but we'll never know. That's too bad. So yeah. Luge is definitely Canada's best band.
People call in and give us all your gossip.
Yeah. Definitely, they definitely listen to this show. I think Connor said any listenership I have is like hyper local.
Yeah,
that was his description. So I don't know. I don't know about Montreal. I always rip on Montreal on this show. Just because I'm scared of it. Being from Toronto. You want to think Toronto's better. It is on numerous metrics. There's a lot of reasons why Toronto's a better city. It's just Montreal is pretty intimidating. It's a pretty awesome place. But I hate it. Anyway, boy, I'm talking a lot here. So, yeah, that's what... Oh, Fun Drive's coming up. What are the dates for Fun Drive, Chris?
It'd be October 30th, November 5th.
Okay.
And we're just starting to ramp up the hype.
Yeah, we got to get the hype machine going. We need a little bit of help from the community to give us money. And just, yeah, show your love. But we've been over that. This is like last year's
pitch.
Plus,
it's our 20th anniversary year still. So this is also...
It is our 20th FM anniversary. That's correct.
Yeah.
It's still going on. It's still going on. It's the whole year, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole year.
It's been an amazing year here. So, it's been a really special year. So that's good. So, I mean, obviously, we're going to have special content. This show, got to tune in, is the annual Best Of show. So all the best songs from all the episodes that make it home, all with all the new music on them, all the best songs will be in that episode.
Yeah.
And I'll be talking for at least 40 minutes. I will be. So, I mean, that's obviously not the best thing. I mean, I'm talking right now, but we will be discussing why the listenership should think about donating to the station.
So, definitely stay tuned for more on this special occasion.
Are people making PSAs? Have you been getting some PSAs coming in for
it? We are making PSAs.
I should make a PSA.
Yeah.
I just felt bad because my PSA never got used for, what was that, for Listener Appreciation Week? I tried playing it on my show and ended up cutting it off.
We put it on the...
you guys put it on?
On the social media.
It was on social media, yeah. But I don't think it got played on air. I didn't see it. It wasn't even
Week.
It wasn't even in any of the cards here.
Yeah.
I noticed that I looked at the other... I looked through the card and I was like, shoot. I don't know what I did. It was such a good ad.
Yeah,
I should play
anyways,
it again. I'll play it again next year and change the dates.
Yeah. But anyways, PSAs, we're recording a bunch. So.
Are you gonna do a show this year? Are you gonna like cover an hour like when we're usually have syndicated stuff?
I cannot promise anything.
Chris isn't promising anything. Are you ever gonna do an episode of this program? Are you gonna do one in 2024? Are you gonna do a Home of Bernie B-Rock episode? Are you gonna curate and host a episode of this show?
We'll see.
We will see. Because I'm looking for a bit of help next year. I haven't talked to Robin about my new production schedule next year, but I'm going to cut back a little bit. I'm probably going to do 3 or 4 fewer episodes than I did this year, but just these ones. I don't want to cut back on the ones that have all the new music and I put the effort into that I like the most. Because, yeah, we're just playing music tonight. That is it. I think we're probably going to talk about housing again because I was on a roll, and now it's everywhere. Now it's all I hear about is banning Airbnb. So we are going to maybe get into that in the next break. But in the meantime, big update. Chris still isn't sure about making a new episode of this show.
Yeah, and also...
Oh, that would be amazing. I would really...
Stay tuned for more on Fun Drive over the next...
Yeah, you're going to be hearing lots about Fun Drive,
folks.
And
hopefully we're all going to reach our...
we're going to make our goals.
Goals?
We're going to make our goals.
10,000?
Yeah, we're already off to a good start. But again, the Best Of show, that's in 2 weeks, and so all the best songs from the fiscal year, but right now I'm going to put on music because, boy, how long have we talked for? My goodness. Anyway, enjoy the show.